The Dory Monson Show on Cairo Radio. This is The Big Lead.
Coming to you from the Carter Subaru Studio. Welcome. Welcome to The Big Show. Gorgeous day. Lots of news to talk about. I missed you on Friday, but I was gone for the loveliest of reasons. I'll share that with you a little bit later today. But man, busy stuff. Friday, the Supreme Court ruling came down on abortions. And then this morning, the Supreme Court ruling on the Bremerton praying football coach. I've had several talks with Joe Kennedy on this show. We will revisit that coming up at the bottom of the hour. But the abortion issue, it's an interesting one because I don't know if I have ever seen, and this is hard for me to say, because politicians and media lie and are very stupid much of the time. I don't know if I've ever heard more lies or more stupidity than what I've been hearing since Friday. Let's get right into The Big Lead.
The Big Lead. Top story.
First of all, everybody's making this about the Supreme Court. Well, no, the justices ruled on the Constitution. There is absolutely no constitutional holes. And in fact, the guy who originally argued Roe v. Wade 50 years ago didn't expect to win. It was a flimsy argument 50 years ago. And every constitutional scholar since then has recognized that that was a very unsound decision 50 years ago. Now, the Supreme Court happens to have some justices who are constitutionalists, which is what you're supposed to be as a Supreme Court justice. And they ruled on the Constitution. They didn't ban abortion. They simply said it is a states' rights issue, that which is what the framers intended. Our founding fathers said anything not specifically enumerated in our Constitution, it goes to a states' rights issue. And that's what this is. So in Washington, nothing changes. Now, I'm probably a bit more nuanced than many on the abortion issue because I think people are, the radical pro-death people are, we want to be able to kill babies right up until birth. And the radical pro-life people, life begins at conception and there should be no exceptions for rape or incest or any other reason. And then there's the vast majority of us in the middle. I am a Christian. I also recognize that I've never been able to, either morally or intellectually, say that all abortion should be banned in the first few weeks. And my standard has always been heartbeat or viability. Viability changes with medical advances. But if
The Big Lead.
Holy moly. Why are we interrupting me like that? If it's in the first few weeks of the pregnancy and there's no way the baby can live outside of the mother and there's no detectable heartbeat, I hate abortion, but I wouldn't outlaw it if I had some dogmatic power at that stage. But then after viability, after heartbeat, I truly believe that's a human life. And what we have are a bunch of people who literally, I was right there for the birth of our three daughters. And a bunch of politicians over the weekend reaffirmed that they believe in being able to kill a baby right up until birth, like seconds before birth, which is one of the most heinous things I've ever heard in my life. And I'm not making this up. I mean, there are people, I'll play the clips for you a little bit later this weekend, but the mayor of New York City and that Stacey Adams down in Georgia, they both said, well, right up until birth, you should be able to kill that baby, which is just monstrous. What monstrous human beings. But as I said, this is not for the politicians and the media. This is not about when life begins and the sanctity of life and the freedom of women to choose. This is strictly a political issue. Both sides using the life and death of babies because the Democrats are losing. They're getting swamped on every issue that affects families. Economy, crime, open borders, fentanyl. Democrats are getting killed because Democrats are horrible at governing. And then Republicans are scared to death that this is the one issue that might rally the base when it looked like the Republicans were on their way. And how sick and sad is that, that you have both sides looking at the life and death of babies, not on any sort of level of morality. And all these people who claim that they are just about the sanctity of life and the freedom of women to choose. Spare us. Spare us. We know what's going on here. So, how's this all going down? Well, Jay Inslee, he's afraid he's going to lose the Democratic majority in the state legislature this November, which would be a disaster for Jay Inslee and his dogmatic power, his emergency power that he still wields 860 days after it began in one of the most unconstitutional power grabs ever done by an American governor. So he is out there just flapping his jaw all weekend.
Mike Pence and the Republican Party have a plan to take away this right from Washington women, and we intend to stop them. And we intend to stop them right here.
Okay. Well, Washington's already not affected by this, but he's making it a little political game. You know, it's interesting about Jay Inslee and how upset he is at the Supreme Court. Remember what Jay Inslee was saying during COVID?
Law enforcement officers who I have huge respect for, who thousands of them today are not going off half-cocked and saying they're not going to enforce the law. They're enforcing the law. There's just two of them that I know of that want to make a political statement. But for whatever talents they have, they just are not given the right in our democracy to make a decision about the Constitution. That is a decision we leave to the courts.
What? Jay Inslee says that individuals don't have a right to ignore the Constitution. That is something that is left to the courts. But Jay Inslee, the courts just ruled on abortion, and that means the individual, meaning emergency power Jay, you don't have a right to question it by your own idiotic logic. And I have to say it's idiotic, which I understand. Redundancy when I'm talking about Jay Inslee. But he's the one who's always talking about, oh, you don't have the right to pick and choose which laws to follow. But over the weekend he was saying, if any other state bans abortion, I'm ordering the state patrol to not cooperate with their investigation. So Jay Inslee, when people didn't want to get injected, he said, well, you don't have the right to pick and choose what law to follow. But now Jay Inslee is picking and choosing which laws he will follow. He used to say, constitutionality is decided by the courts. Now he says, I don't care what the courts say about the Constitution. And this is making my point that this is nothing about stupid grandstanding by Jay Inslee and many others. And then, oh, the world of showbiz. I would love to sit down with any of these celebrities who were screaming and moaning all weekend about the Supreme Court ruling, because I'd love to ask them if they really understand what it means, if they understand that the Supreme Court does rule based on the Constitution, that it is just strictly a states' rights issue now. It doesn't affect many states like Washington and California, where many of them are based. Oh, yeah, I'd like to talk with some of those guys. I'd like to talk with Billy Joe Armstrong from Green Day.
America, and I'm renouncing my citizenship.
The American idiot. Billy Joe Armstrong, Green Day. Bleep America. He's renouncing his citizenship. That was at a Friday night concert in London. Oh, you know who else is there? 19-year-old star du jour, Olivia Rodrigo.
My mom, I'm devastated and terrified. And so many women and so many girls are going to die because of this. And I wanted to dedicate this next song to the five members of the Supreme Court who have showed us that at the end of the day, they truly don't give a about freedom.
Woo! Woo! Yeah! You go, girl! You know who else was there? Singer Lord with an E.
I ask you today, make accessing that wisdom your life's work. Because everything depends on it. The Supreme Court.
F the Supreme Court, she says. Lord. So none of these people have any clue what they're talking about. None of the people around them. All they do is they listen to politicians who are lying every second of this because they're spinning it for trying to affect things this fall. And it's just is such a level of absolute idiocy that I don't know if I've ever seen something like this before. Jay Inslee. Court's rule on the Constitution, you must abide by it or else I'll fire you from your job. Jay Inslee, he was telling the same state patrol troopers. He told the state patrol troopers months ago, you must get the injection that I order because the Supreme Court has ruled that it's a constitutional order. And if you don't, you will get fired. And now on Saturday, he literally said, I've ordered the Supreme Court to not follow the investigations in other states, which is a complete red herring. Anyway, it's a complete straw man. But now he's ordering those same state patrol troopers who he said, you will get fired if you don't abide by the constitutional jab. And now he's telling those same state patrol troopers, and this is Jay Inslee for you. He's telling those same state patrol troopers, you will get fired if you do abide by the Supreme Court and the Constitution. And that's pretty much all you need to know about Jay Inslee. I don't know if he is truly that stupid or if he is truly that evil, that he has no moral compass whatsoever. And whatever he feels like, few months ago, he felt like he liked the Constitution. Over the weekend, he feels like he doesn't like the Constitution. And lives are depending on what he orders. Okay, the scariest prospect of all, and I know we have lots and lots and lots of ladies listening here. Please let me know if you are going to follow great female icon, Joy Behar, who has decided how to respond to all of this.
Women in the world have conducted sex strikes in history. In 2003, a sex strike helped to end Liberia's brutal civil war. Yes, and the woman who started it was awarded the Nobel Peace Prize. In 2009, Kenyan women enforced a sex ban until political infighting ceased. Within 1 week, there was a stable government. Okay, than we think we have, and some of it could be right in the bedroom. Just saying.
A sex strike.
The prospect of me not being able to have sex with octogenarian Joy Behar, I will admit, it's rather chilling. And then there's this. Okay, in all seriousness, as I told you, there are an awful lot of people over the weekend who said that they think you should be able to kill a baby right up until birth. Right up until birth, which is just an absolutely shocking, nauseating thing for somebody to say. But Anna Navarro, CNN analyst, this is one of the most barbaric things, as she talked about three of her living family members today, and it is clear that she wishes They had all been killed right before they were born.
And because I have a family with a lot of special needs kids, I have a brother who's 57 and has the mental and motor skills of a one-year-old. And I know what that means financially, emotionally, physically for a family. And I know not all families can do it. And I have a step-granddaughter who was born with Down syndrome. And you know what? It is very difficult in Florida to get services. It is not as easy as it sounds on paper. And I've got another step-grandson who is very autistic, who has autism, and it is incredible. And their mothers and people who are in that society, who are in that community, will tell you that they've considered suicide because that's how difficult it is to get help. Because that's how lonely they feel. Because they can't get other jobs. Because they have financial issues. Because the care that they're able to give their other children suffers. And so why can I be Catholic and still think this is a wrong decision? Because I'm American. I'm Catholic inside the church. I'm Catholic when it comes to me. But there's a lot of Americans who are not Catholic and are not Christian and are not Baptist. And you have no damn right to tell them what they should do with their bodies. Nobody does.
So to make her case, she cited three living relatives, two step-grandchildren, and the man with Down syndrome as an example of why babies should be able to be killed. Now, I wonder if she means just before birth. You know, it was Virginia, where then-Governor Northam said that they have to consider killing them after birth. But nobody will ever tell me before my three beautiful daughters came into this world that they weren't already in this world. They were the exact same 15 seconds before birth as they were as I held them in my arms 15 seconds after birth. And for people to say that if somebody just chooses, for whatever reason, to kill that human being right before birth, which is the radical policy in many states, that's as barbaric and monstrous as humanity gets. So I'm not an absolutist. I do believe heartbeat viability first trimester is understandable. I think it's horrible, and not putting that on the people who make the decisions. I just think that's horrible to do that to that baby. But I also think it's understandable in some cases in that first trimester. All right, there you have it. That is your big lead for today.
The big lead on Cairo Radio.
Can't believe that Joy Behar's on a sex strike. Dang. Okay, we're going to take a quick time. I will check the news for you. And then another Supreme Court decision that came out today. Bremerton High School football coach Joe Kennedy has been told he is victorious from the Supreme Court, saying that he can pray with kids after football games. I disagree with this Supreme Court decision. And we'll talk about it and tell you what Joe Kennedy and I said about it next on the Dory Monson Show.
We'll give it a shot. Oh, we're halfway there. Oh, give it all a prayer. Take my hand. We'll make it, I swear. Oh, give it all a prayer.
As I said, Friday's abortion ruling by the Supreme Court was a constitutional decision, and it now sends it to state rights. There's another local man who got his ruling today before the Supreme Court. His name is Joe Kennedy. Joe Kennedy was an assistant football coach at Bremerton High School. And after games, Joe Kennedy would go out to the 50-yard line and take a knee and say a prayer. And he didn't tell the kids, he didn't coerce them to come pray with him. But some kids asked, could we come out and pray as well? And he said, yeah, it's, you know, free country. If you want to come out and pray, you can come out and pray. As I've said, I I agreed with that likely being legal. And when Brandi Cruz and I talked about this on Thursday, I said, I think the Supreme Court's going to rule in favor of Joe Kennedy. But I've been consistently against Joe Kennedy for one particular reason. I try to be consistent in all that I do. And if my kid, and I approach this from two perspectives, as a longtime public high school coach and as a Christian. And I would pray before games. I just didn't make a display of it. I would stand sideline, would bow my head and cross my hands. My girls would pray before games. Some of the teams, they chose to on their own. That was some of the captains and the girls talked about. They didn't even involve me in that decision. That, of course, is uncontroversial and free for kids to do on their own. The question is, should government employees in a position of power coerce kids into prayer? And I always believed that this was a subtle form of coercion. I didn't think it was legal coercion, which is why I'm not surprised by the Supreme Court decision. But what I've said all along in trying to be consistent on the subject, if my kids attended, say, a Muslim majority school, and 80% of the kids on the team were Muslim, and the coach was Muslim, and after the game, the coach goes out and, you know, prays, and most of the kids on the team go out and pray, would the Christian kids on that team feel coerced in any way? What's coach going to think of me if I don't go and pray? You know, am I going to lose playing time if I don't go and pray? And I don't believe in the public schools that there should be a place for that. Because I believe if you want that as a coach, you should get a coaching job at O'Day or Seattle Prep, Archbishop Murphy, Eastside Catholic, King's. There are a lot of Christian schools and other secular schools where you could do that with zero controversy. I talked a lot with Coach Joe Kennedy, who is victorious today. First of all, he told Fox Today,
you know, coaches any public employee, I think about the teachers, I think about the janitors, the lunch people, everybody that works in a school district that's a lot of people in this country. And everybody was keeping their eye on all of this to see what their rights are going to be. Are they going to be taken away? And it just shows that, hey, it doesn't matter what your faith is or if you have no faith. It just proves that, you know, this is America and the First Amendment applies and nobody should have to worry about now, especially have to worry about just because you want to thank God, you could do it now. And that's just an awesome thing for everybody.
Coach, fair to say that if you had to do this all over again,
well,
you would?
I mean, that's just not true. Now you can say thanks to God. No, you could always say thanks to God. I prayed before every single game. I just didn't do it with the kids because I was a government employee. And, I mean, you know, I'm a little cynical about government and the outsized role that it has in our lives. And I just, also, just from a pure coaching standpoint, you have kids, and I always had kids from a tremendously diverse background. I had many Islamic kids, and I had a Jehovah's Witness kid. I had at least two kids whose families were Buddhist, you know, several Christian kids, Mormon kids. I mean, I had kids from all faiths. And I just thought it was my job as a government employee to coach them up in basketball. I'll let them, their parents, their church community help, you know, deal with their faith issues. So for him to say that now you can pray, you could always pray, that was never, ever at issue. Will he go back to coaching?
As soon as the school district says, hey, come back, I am there, absolutely.
Okay, so I don't even know if Bremerton High School has said anything about this yet. I would assume they've already hired all their assistant coaches for next season. Here was the conversation I had with Coach Kennedy. This was back in 2017.
I want to be a coach. I want to be out there with my young men.
And here he is. And we were talking about my perspective, which differed from his.
Can you explain to me why you think this is such an important issue for you? Well, it's a really important issue to me because this is the covenant that I made with God that after every game, this is before I even started coaching, that if I became a coach, this is what I do. I give you the glory on the 50 after every single game. And it kind of evolved to with the kids. And after Bremerton said that they didn't want me to be praying with the kids, I conceded to that. I said, that's fine. I don't want to cause any problems. I just want to be able to exercise my faith and my covenant with God. So if the kids are not there, that's perfectly fine with me. I'm not asking for anything like that.
The Christian Broadcast Network also talked with me when they did a documentary on this.
Coach Kennedy's stance has sparked passion, with big-name supporters weighing in and critics who say he's just plain wrong.
I talked about the challenges of being a Christian in a place like Seattle.
Dory Monson is a popular right-leaning Seattle radio host who's addressed the case on his show.
To be a successful coach, you have to bring a diverse group of kids together. I think once a coach starts imposing his faith in a public school, then I think you have challenged bringing those kids together.
For him, this hits close to home. As a Christian and former coach, he quietly prayed for his players during games. He cites concerns about the country's religious diversity in disagreeing with Coach Kennedy's approach.
If my kids were playing on a sports team and that coach happened to be Muslim, I wouldn't want that coach praying with my kids. And so I felt like as a Christian, it was not my responsibility to pray with the girls that I was coaching at the public high school.
Kennedy emphasizes his prayers were never mandatory.
I had some parents that said, I don't want my kid involved in that. And I respected that. That is their right as a parent. And it was never a forced thing. It wasn't even an ask thing.
Yeah, and that was the big issue. Did they feel coerced? Will they feel coerced now that the Supreme Court has codified this? As I said, I'm not surprised by the Supreme Court decision. I don't disagree with what they ruled. I disagree with the coaches who are government employees. I would not say this about private schools. I disagree with coaches who are government employees who are sharing or imposing their faith on a diverse group of kids in their religious backgrounds. So Coach Kennedy's a winner on this one, as we predicted. I just happened to disagree with what he was pursuing there. All right, quick timeout. We've got a lot more to do. Bunch of people are saying, Dory, you said that two people said that they're for abortion right up until birth. Can you cite your source? Well, I'll play the audio. If that's what it takes, we'll do that. And then we got a lot of other news to get to. Senate candidate Tiffany Smiley. Patty Murray's actually running attack ads against her in June. A 30-year incumbent running attack ads already? Is Patty Murray getting a little worried? I'll talk with Tiffany Smiley in the next hour. It's a busy afternoon, and the Dory Monson Show rolls on. It was interesting. I took Friday off. I'll explain why. It's just lovely. It's just absolutely lovely what we did. But the Supreme Court decision came through early on Friday, and my wife said, because I've always said there are few topics more boring on the radio than abortion, because everybody's made up their mind. Nobody's ever going to change their mind, and you're just talking against a brick wall most of the time. But, and my wife said, are you kind of glad you're not on the air today? By the way, thank you to Brandy Cruz and Nicole. I heard Brandy did a fantastic job on Friday. But my wife said, are you kind of glad you're not there today? Because that's all they're going to have to talk about. And I said, no, it's a momentous news day in America. And I don't like being gone for momentous news days. And I've been very blessed. I've been on the air for more than 27 years, and there have been lots of really significant news days, and I've kind of gotten used to covering them. But I knew I was going to have to talk about it a little bit today. But I'm getting a lot of text messages because I've mentioned that there are people who believe that women should be able to have an abortion right up until birth. And I got some texts. God, Dory, cite your sources. Okay, Georgia loser politician Stacey Abrams, who thinks she was governor and wants to be a senator, whatever she's running for today.
Do you support any limitation on abortion, or does it? Do you think that women should have the right to have an abortion all the way up to 9 months?
I believe an abortion is a medical decision, and I believe that that should be a choice made between a doctor and a woman and in consultation with her family. But I think the challenge that we have is that we keep putting this in a political space. This is a medical decision, and the medical choices that should be made should be governed by what is best for that woman and what is best at the suggestion of and advice of their doctor.
Okay, so she believes right up until 9 months. But then here's the question, and it is a very, very, I mean, this is about the most existentially important question we could ever ponder as mankind. I'm a biologist. If, let's say a woman discovers that her baby is on the spectrum or, you know, has Asperger's before that baby is born, and she's, well, And they're very, very functional people. You know, Asperger's are functional people on the spectrum. Bill Gates, you know, a lot of people think that Bill Gates has Asperger's. What if a mother finds that out hours before birth? And then says, I can't deal with this. No, just kill it. Kill it! And people say, well, no doctor would ever do that. Yes, there are. You know how many radical doctors are out there on the abortion issue? Of course, there are a lot of third trimester doctors in this country. And so, according to Stacey Abrams, well, if a mother finds that out. But then, as I said, this child's a human being in the seconds before birth, every bit as much as it's a human being in the seconds after birth. So if it's okay to kill a child in seconds, minutes, hours, right before birth, because you discover it's got a problem, then on a moral standpoint, how would that be any different from killing that baby seconds, hours, right after birth? Which, again, is what the governor, former governor of Virginia, said they were open to. People asked me, how many states are we talking about? Right now there are 6 states and the District of Columbia that have no limit on when they can have an abortion. So right up until birth. Alaska, Oregon, this is from Axios.com. Alaska, Oregon, Colorado, New Mexico, Vermont, New Jersey, and Washington, D.C. Right up until the moment of birth. The mayor of New York City, Eric Adams.
Mayor Adams, do you think there should be any limitation on abortions?
No, I do not.
Non-day of birth is totally fine?
No, I do not think. I think women should have a right to choose their bodies.
Men. So right up until day of birth, if they say, you know, maybe it's not a medical reason. If they just say, you know what, I've become very depressed and I am not emotionally equipped to handle this. And I know I'm supposed to give birth in an hour, but just kill it. That is legal. In 6 states and the District of Columbia, the mayor of New York City, Stacey Abrams in Georgia, they all believe that that's fine. And that's where things went wildly too far in this really sad debate. Okay, coming up, the fastest 15. I have lots of other news to talk about, including the latest from our vice president. Ooh, she's smart. Here on the Dory Monson Show.